With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana House of Representatives passed 17 bills on today, including one bill that would create a statewide public lands day. Freddie Monares reports.
That bill, House Bill 491, passed on a narrow vote of 52-48. The House only voted down one bill on final reading, House Bill 291, sponsored by Democratic Representative Tom Jacobson. That bill would prohibit insurance companies from setting rates based off online shopping information. It failed on a slim vote of 48-52. Five bills passed out of the House on a unanimous vote, including one bill that would allow drivers to exceed the speed limit by 10 miles per hour when passing another vehicle. The legislature's halfway mark of the session is Wednesday, or what's called transmittal break. That's the deadline for general bills to pass either the House or the Senate. Lawmakers will reconvene in Helena on March 7th.
Freddie Monares is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. City managers in Whitefish have lifted a boil water advisory issued yesterday morning following a burst water main. Baker Avenue has reopened to traffic after crews dug through the street to isolate the burst, but City Manager Adam Hammett says significant repairs are necessary to restore the roadway.
You know, as far as Costco, we don't know. We're just, too far in the early stages of this.
Repairs to the water main were completed late yesterday. Water pressure has returned to homes and businesses on the city's water system. And a laboratory reported this morning that bacteriological samples collected throughout the system are safe. Greg Gianforte has raised $825,000 to run for the U.S. House seat being vacated by Congressman Ryan Zinke. KTVH-TV's Mike Dennison says that in a recent letter to supporters, Gianforte said the money has come from 1,500 donors in the past few weeks. Gianforte is one of nine Republicans vying for his party's nomination to run for Zinke's seat. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote to confirm Zinke as Secretary of the Interior tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Montana's Republican Party has scheduled its nomination convention for March 12th in Helena. Joe Dooling is a delegate to the convention from Lewis and Clark County.
I think there are probably a top tier and a bottom tier. Definitely the top tier. You see Ed Buttrey and Greg Gianforte, and see some other candidates that have just so low name ID, no ability to run a statewide campaign.
Ed Buttrey is a state senator from Great Falls, and businessman Greg Gianforte is a software entrepreneur from Bozeman who unsuccessfully challenged Governor Steve Bullock in November. While Democrats and Republicans at the Montana legislature may disagree on the approach, they are both highlighting infrastructure and the budget as top priorities for the second half of the session. Here's Cole Grant.
Democratic House Minority Leader Jenny Eck of Helena noted criminal justice reform, election law, and infrastructure bills as top issues heading into the mid-session break for the legislature.
Obviously, infrastructure will start to crystallize a little bit more, you know, in the weeks that we get back, and that'll be an ongoing discussion. And how that dovetails with the budget and other priorities, and that'll become more and more important.
Speaker of the House Austin Knutson of Culbertson says from his perspective, it's been a quiet session with fewer bills moving through the Senate to the House.
In this tight budget session, when we're looking at infrastructure and we're looking at, we're looking at Colstrip, we're looking at child and family services issues, I think that can be a good thing for us.
The full legislature will reconvene on March 7th.
Cole Grant is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Supreme Court has overturned a Great Falls woman's conviction for assaulting her infant, saying her confession was involuntary because she believed she was providing information to help doctors treat her dying daughter. Jasmine Eskew was acquitted of deliberate homicide in her daughter's September 2012 death, but she was convicted of assault on a minor. She was sentenced to 5 years under the supervision of the Department of Corrections. Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote today's 5-2 opinion. The dissenting judges said they would have allowed the confession. A 54-year-old man arrested in Butte on suspicion of driving under the influence told authorities he had 22 prior convictions for the same crime. The Montana Standard reports Clinton Sproles was arrested late Saturday. Officials haven't confirmed Sproles' statement about his criminal record, but the Gallatin County Attorney's Office found 18 prior DUI convictions in various states going back to the 1970s. State Department of Justice records indicate Sproles was declared a persistent felony offender after a felony DUI conviction in Granite County in 2005. He was sentenced to just over 6 years in prison, with part of that time suspended. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison in 2008 and was on parole at the time of his arrest. Lake County officials have released the name of a Kalispell area woman who died after her sport utility vehicle collided with a school bus just north of Ronan. Sheriff Don Bell says 56-year-old Cheryl Ann Brown died in the crash Monday morning. No one on the bus suffered serious injuries. A burst in a Whitefish water main early yesterday morning left much of the city without water for parts of the day. Nikki Willett reports.
Crews worked quickly to isolate the rupture and restore water pressure to the system, but local businesses took a hit.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. What can I get for you?
Samantha Wilden works at Cowgirl Coffee's kiosk on Baker Avenue, a few blocks away from where the water main burst. She says the kiosk lost pressure entirely for the bulk of Monday's morning coffee rush.
We normally do a pretty solid chunk of our business throughout the morning, so I'd say at least two-thirds of our normal business was just kind of gone.
With no water and a boil water advisory issued by the city, Wilden says Cowgirl Coffee decided to call it quits. They're back up and running now.
It was a bit of a mess, so.
Other businesses, like the Great Northern Brewing Company downtown, avoided washing dishes or making new ice. City managers lifted the boil water advisory Tuesday morning after a laboratory reported bacteriological samples collected throughout the system are safe. Baker Avenue has reopened to traffic after crews dug through the street to isolate the burst, but city manager Adam Hammett says significant repairs are necessary to restore the roadway. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
Lake County officials have released the name of a Kalispell area woman who died after her sport utility vehicle collided with a school bus on U.S. Highway 93 just north of Ronan. Sheriff Don Bell says 56-year-old Cheryl Ann Brown died in the crash Monday morning. A male passenger was treated at a local hospital and released. Bell says no one on the bus suffered serious injuries. Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Zach Miller says the SUV was northbound at about 8 a.m. when it drifted into the path of the oncoming bus. The bus driver was unable to avoid the collision. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.